This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest. Reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe. I get to choose which projects I work on. So I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome, welcome. It's Fat Mascara, the beauty podcast.
That's right, it is. I'm Jen. Hi, everyone.
What's up? I'm Jess. Listen, really good week. We finished up a really good week.
I had a good week, too.
Great week.
Positive
great week.
Energy all around.
Listen, Jen, I was like, listen, we had such a fab dinner the other night.
I know, just as friends. I feel like a lot of times we get together, it's like, let's talk business. Who are we going to book? What's going on with beauty?
We have
What's going on with the podcast?
We've got like an agenda.
We didn't have a notebook.
Matrix.
You had a vodka slushy. That's what we had.
I had two vodka slushies. I had like a Jamba Juice.
I didn't get a taste.
Alcohol.
How was that?
It didn't matter. It was so good. It was so good. I thought that it was going to be more because we went to a nice Italian restaurant. It was, what was the name of it? It's by you.
Al Di La. It's a Brooklyn institution.
Very good. Very tasty. The food was great. I highly recommend. I had like a lemon ricotta ravioli, but it had like red sauce. I get nervous when things mix red sauce with lemon. I think it's like too...
I hear you.
Like just stick with lemon and go with like a butter sauce or like a lemon sauce. The combination of flavors actually worked. Yeah. And you had like a corn thing, but like back to like a corn pasta. You asked me about the slushy. I thought it was going to be much more icy. And this was like just pure creamy slushy. So it was very dense.
It had Prosecco and vodka in it. How are you feeling after the two? You didn't bike home, luckily.
No, I got on
your bike. But I was biking home and I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have biked.
You had a lot of drinks. But it was. I took an Uber home.
What did they say? I was overserved.
You were overserved.
Puts all the onus on the other person for anything you do wrong that night. I was overserved.
it was so good. It was a beautiful night. Remember, I used to be very anti-summer for like ever. I'm actually really enjoying the summer.
That's really nice to hear. Yeah. You didn't like it the minute it went over 75 degrees.
I'm loving the air conditioning. Yeah. I don't know what has
I think it might be 2 years in isolation will give us thanks for any outdoorsness, right?
Yeah. I think that's it. I think it's that. And I have a few theories, but anyway, I don't want to take up too much of our beautiful listeners' time. I know they want to get to the beauty.
They want to hear about the beauty. I want to hear about the beauty. You're going to tell us all about the news. You're handling the news. We'll do some raise a wands. The listeners listen to you, Jess, by the way. Skin brighteners, sunscreens, home improvement things. That's what we've been asking for.
Oh, did we get some stuff?
We sure did. So we'll raise a wand. Yeah, and get back to enjoying our summers. Let's do it.
Okay, some great headlines this week. Okay, I had a lot of fun doing the news this week. Now, Jen, this one's kind of for you because I feel like you are going to be obsessed with this story. Now, some of our more plugged in fragrance-obsessed listeners maybe made it in time to catch the scent exhibit of the summer. It was called Religious Vegetables. Have you heard about this?
Of course.
Oh, did you go?
I was talking to Rachel Strugatz, like we were DMing about it. And I was like, I can't make it. But it looked amazing. And I wanted to like smell Jesus's feet. Anyway, get into
it. Okay, so we'll talk about Jesus's feet in a second. And if you're like, what, Jesus's feet? What are you this is sacrilege. Okay, just hang out with me for a minute. So it wasn't on for that long. So Religious Vegetables were 12 aromatic explorations informed by, as the gallery described it, mystical scripture, vegetation, history, and other whimsical things that walk the line between the sacred and the profane. So these 12 scents are each available in addition of one of one, and the prices are only available upon request. So who did these fragrances? Jen?
David Seth Maltz, right?
Yes, from DS and Durga. And I know that that's one of your like top fragrance brands, Jen. So I was like,
it is.
I figured that you might, at least you knew about it, if not had gone to it. But it really was only open for like a hot minute. And Rachel, who you mentioned, who's a really fabulous writer, she did a piece in the New York Times about this, which we can link to, which gives some really fun anecdotes about walking through the exhibit and the public reception to the exhibit. And even one of the people who bought Jesus's, the person who bought Jesus's
He bought
feet.
It without even smelling it.
Exactly. It was just like a very, it was an art piece to buy it. And by the way, Jesus's feet sold for $1,500. What does Jesus's feet smell like? Well, according to the description, it's an alabaster jar of finest nard. If you don't know what nard is, like you and the rest of the world, nard is an essential oil, Mary's tears, and a house filled with anointed feet. Do you want to know what else is for sale or was for sale?
Yes, please. Tell me about the vegetables.
Yonder Hermit, Serene. I just picked a couple. I picked two more of my favorites. Ready? Uh-huh. Yonder Hermit, which is serene Himalayan air at the fringes. Monk's Kettle, smoking softly somewhere in the distance. And more specifically, that is high elevation Kashmiri lavender, smoked tea, holy blue alpine air. I think that sounds so nice.
Yeah, it feels mystical.
This stuff was like less weird to me. I feel like that's just like kind of fresh and aromatic.
I love this. How many times have I said to myself, maybe on the podcast, that fragrance is art? And any kind of exhibit that puts fragrance on display as if it's an artwork makes me so happy. Like, of course it's an artwork. It's just another one of the senses. The same as a video installation, a sculpture, right?
That's a great point, Jen, and that's exactly why this gallery exists, and I can't wait to head there this summer, even though this particular exhibit is over. The whole gallery is devoted to scent. It's called Olfactory Art Keller, and actually, even if you missed out on seeing this particular show, there are a couple of...
Smelling this particular show.
Oh. Fair point. There are a few of these scents still available. Five of the pieces, excuse me, are still available. So you can still check that out if you're interested. They're priced between $700 and $2,600, and they're all editions of one. So if you're a big fragrance collector, or you know someone who's a collector, or just even a serious art collector, this is a great thing to look into. You can actually reach out to the gallerist, Andreas Keller, at info@olfactoryartkeller.com for more information. Oh.
Contact info, not just in the show notes. I love it.
I know that, listen, we have a very plugged in artistic audience. So
we do.
You know, get in touch. Okay. Let's talk about Rock Skincare. They're joining forces with SJP, none other than Sarah Jessica Parker, on a new initiative. First of all, don't you think that SJP is kind of timeless? Like, I feel like she's just relevant to every audience.
Like, what year is it? It doesn't matter. It could be 2004, 2024.
I was talking to like a younger employee the other day, and like I was talking about SJP, and it's like she's relevant to every audience. But right now she's working with Rock, the skincare brand. They're working on a project called Rock Hashtag Look Forward Project. And this project is all about celebrating the power of optimism when it comes to getting older. But it's not just about kind of like kumbaya, like, you know, it's all great to like age. It's about scientifically backed information about how we have to embrace aging in a different way. So Parker is going to be the voice of the campaign. It's about shifting the focus away from anxiety around aging to the joy about living. So they worked with, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker to be the face, but the coolest thing I think is working with this researcher called Daisy Robinson. So she's known for her research in aging, specifically her interest in the connection between optimism and longevity. So Robinson worked on a study of more than 600 women in the U.S. and France that focused on finding the underlying feelings women have about aging and how these feelings can be improved. And the results found that 90% of women feel anxious about getting older, and the main driver of this is because of the...
Wait, 90%?
90.
Wow.
Anxious about getting older. That doesn't totally shock me, but the main driver is due to the way they look. What do you think?
Do we know how old the study participants were?
Well, let's get to the rest of it, and then we'll debrief.
Okay, I have so many questions. Go on.
So the study found that age anxiety impacts all age brackets, not just women over 40, and that more than half of the women between ages 24 to 35 believe that society, culture, and social media drive this pessimism about getting older.
Really? Yuck.
So one of the things that was in the release about this was like, the focus around aging is about like getting older, like not sort of preparing our lives to get older. And like thinking about, you know, you and I talk about this just even the other day, like what does getting older look like? What does career look like? What does finance look like? What does family look like?
Yeah.
It's those issues, which I think are like major, major components about getting older. Not so much, listen, and I say that you might think, well, listen, Jessica, you have a beauty podcast. You talk about this for like hours a week. Your job is, you know, the beauty industry. Sure, but I feel like I can compartmentalize that in some way. And I'm not trying to be a hero. I'm just saying like, or be like super noble. I think like, but that's part of it. There's also so much else about getting older. The idea of like 90% of women feeling anxious about the way they look and appearance being the main driver, this is a crisis.
I want to see how the questions were worded, because the first thing that came to my mind was, are more people anxious about getting older because they're scared about just the future of the world? Just because there's a lot of stuff going on that like makes us, you know, so much upheaval politically, climate change, all the things that are like the questionable future.
Will
my kids
be
able to afford a house?
Fresh water.
Like, will we have water? Yeah, there's a general future anxiousness. And is that permeating the way we personally feel about ourselves? But then when you tell me that it's appearance related, like, then I guess it's not. It really truly is about like feeling as if because of the way you look, you're not valued by society. That's sad.
Yeah. I mean, again, we haven't seen the question, but I think the general sentiment is very clear that, you know, Rock wants to help change this. And I think that's really admirable. I love that they're using such a high profile, super intelligent woman like SJP, who has earned so much trust and bringing, and by the way, I'm not being paid by Rock. I just think it's really freaking cool. You know, the fact that they're bringing somebody who's brought so many great issues to the table over their career, I think it's really cool. So they really want to just change the conversation. And so instead it's about, instead of thinking about looking older, they want to change the conversation. So it's about looking forward to getting older. So I wish them well.
Yeah. If I can have SJP's like production company and career, her many businesses, the house she lives in, a happy family, like all that, that's like, if that happens with age, bring it on.
Body Shop went through America's garbage. So the brand surveyed Americans. I know. Okay, this is one just for the Americans. So our non-American friends don't have to feel so badly. The brand surveyed Americans to find out how much plastic is being thrown away from beauty product packaging and learn about Americans' attitudes towards recycling and sustainability. So Jen, you know the show Family Feud, of course, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Survey says.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to do survey says. So I'm not going to make you do all top 10 because I want to get through this kind of fast. But this is really fun. What do you think? Okay, top 10 most thrown away beauty products in the U.S. each month. Take a guess.
Mascara.
I was shocked it wasn't there. Okay, we're going to do
Shower gel. People use shower gel. I just use soap. It disappears.
Okay,
shower gel.
Survey says shower gel. It came up.
That was my going to be my guess. Go ahead. All right.
It came up number 5. Okay. Give me another one.
All right. Shampoo.
Survey says, I'm not doing the best Dusty Vari. Shampoo. Came up number 2. Okay. We'll do one more then.
What do people use more? Toothpaste? Does that count? Like, I'm trying to think what people use more than shampoo and shower gel. I'm going to go with body lotion.
Survey says, okay. This one confused the hell out of me. It's number 8 and number 9. Body moisturizer is number 8. Body lotion is number 9.
What?
Super weird.
Same thing.
I know. I don't know if it's like they put...
What was number 1?
You want to know number 1, right? You're going to kick yourself.
If it's me, it's sunscreen because I go through like so much of that. But I know that's not America. Go. What is it?
Razors.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to roll down the list for you, okay? We're going to start with number 10. Number 10 is the weirdest thing in the world, okay? Because, like, I never throw these things out. Number 10, hairbrush. Like, why y'all throwing out hairbrushes?
Okay. That is very weird. And 8 and 9 are the body lotion duo.
Yeah,
body lotion,
exactly.
Body moisturizer. What's 7?
Number 7 is conditioner. Number 6 is face wash. Number 5 is shower gel, like Jen said. Number 4 is toothbrush, which I guess kind of makes sense. But I would think toothpaste would be on this list. And number 3 is deodorant, which makes sense. And number 2 is shampoo, like Jen said. And number 1 is razor.
I have so many questions about the study parameters, but all right, let's take that at face value, at trash value. And what's the conclusion of the Body Shop?
Well, there's like no like net conclusion. It's just like we got to clean up our act.
We threw out a lot of shit.
Okay, I have a few interesting stats. The same amount of empty shower gels are thrown away in a month as the number of cars in the U.S.
What?
That is a case.
We all need to switch to bar soap. Wow.
Okay, if you were on the fence, do I want a bar soap or a shower gel? There you go.
I'm a bar person, okay. And I have a little paper box, and that's all it comes in.
Yeah, yeah, we need to start really
like
find
I'm so
your
high
favorite
mighty whatever. You know, I'd take a shower gel if I
find your favorite bar soap. Okay, number 2, there are 3 times the number of razors thrown away in a month than there are houses in the U.S.
Why doesn't everybody have... Does that count as blades? Go get your Billy, code Fat Mascara, and use that and just throw away the blade and keep the handle, right?
That's your takeaway?
People still buying disposable razors, like the Daisy Gillette or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Oh, God. I like almost killed myself with one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
There's also a housing crisis.
Get a refillable razor.
I'm more stuck on the housing crisis, but also the housing crisis and the freaking plastic crisis in the world. Okay.
Yeah.
And number 3... Yeah. There are almost 6,000 times the amount of empty deodorant cans. They're saying cans. I don't know if cans and sticks are synonymous for them, this stat, but stay with me. There are almost 6,000 times the amount of empty deodorant cans thrown away in a month than there are coffee and snack shops in the U.S. Kind of a funny one.
I mean, I don't even go through that much. How much deodorant are people using?
Jen.
I probably buy 2 deodorants a
year. Jen, you're not like a guy. You're not like a man.
Okay. And I guess a spray version. Yeah, yeah. Those spray cans move fast, don't they?
You're not like the average like...
No, of course not. But this is just human nature. Yeah. Of course, I'm like equating everything to myself. Yeah. Like everybody's habits are mine. Duh. Yeah. Have I learned nothing from our podcast?
And then last, I thought this was interesting. In terms of top 21 cities who are doing very well regarding beauty cycling, let's highlight the positive.
Okay.
New York City is number one in terms of beauty of doing well. Indianapolis was number 21. So this is... But this was like, you know... This is not a shame study. This is just like, okay.
No.
And then I just want to remind everyone, we talked about this many episodes ago, Nordstrom and Nordstrom Racks have an awesome recycling program. So you can bring any cosmetic that you're done with. And they have like I just saw one the other day in the window of the Nordstrom in New York. You could just bring your beauty product that's done. I don't care what packaging it is. Doesn't matter if you got it at CVS, wherever. Bring it there. Just throw it in the bin. And then get on with your life. You don't have to buy anything at Nordstrom. It's just, it's so awesome.
Listen, you know, I operate on guilt as my overriding emotion. So I would do that just so I don't have to think about all the trash I'm making at the end of the day.
Yeah, just put it in a bag. Just collect it in a bag in your home when you see you're buying Nordstrom or Nordstrom Rack. Oh, just drop it off. So super easy. Yeah, get the guilt off your chest. Okay.
Interesting. Thank you.
I thought it was interesting stuff. Okay, ready. If you've been on the internet recently, you may have seen Kim Kardashian was on the cover of Allure. Jen, did you see?
Don't. I saw and I read and I have thoughts.
Well, what are your thoughts?
I just think, A, asking people about work they've gotten done and asking specific questions is not going to get you a good answer because it gives people the out to just admit to a little bit of cosmetic work being done and not the whole story. Whereas if you don't want to share what you have done, just say no comment. Don't try and pull this shit that it's olive oil and a tiny bit of Botox. She didn't say olive oil, but she admitted to a little bit of Botox that she hasn't had in a long while and never said she got filler and, of course, did not admit to plastic surgery, right?
Yeah, she said, I just wanted to pull out a couple of quotes in case you guys haven't seen the article. We can throw a link to it. But it's definitely like a very hot story right now. She said she's never had eyelash extensions. I've never done anything. I don't really know what that refers to because it's very like it's kind of like a flip. The quote felt vague to me because somebody could extrapolate that and say I've never done anything and it's like what does that mean? So I don't want to take that too literally because then she says I have a drop of mascara on today and that follows I've never done anything. But then she says I've never filled my cheeks, I've never filled my lips. Another kind of interesting quote, she says I really genuinely care about looking good. I probably care more than 90% of the people on the planet. It's not easy when you're a mom and you're exhausted at the end of the day or you're in school and I'm all of the above. And she likes to do her beauty treatments late at night after everyone's in bed. I'm doing laser treatments.
Nobody cares about any of that, Kim. Sorry, we need to go back to your cosmetic work. Let's be honest. Come on now. The other thing is, sure, somebody could say I've never had my cheeks filled, but they could have their jawline shaved. They could have had a facelift, a brow lift, an eye lift, like, don't play that game of like, you know, oh, this old thing, I just had a little bit done. And also, maybe she's never had lip filler, but she had a lip flip with threads or something. Like, there's a way for celebrities to sort of say, feel like they're telling you the truth without actually telling you the truth, you know?
I'm always like on the fence about this stuff because I always feel like it's, you know, these are medical procedures. Like, I don't think anyone owes anyone, like, this is stuff that's very... protected by.
That's why I want them to say no comment. So we can all read in and know they actually have work done and know that these are not the parameters we should be judging our own
faces
and bodies by because they spend thousands and thousands of dollars to look like they do.
Right. It's the kind of like the obfuscating, if that's the right word, the kind of like the halfies, the half answers that can be misleading.
Exactly. And my takeaway is, are you kidding me? I've had more work done than Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we think about it that way, because I have filler in my face.
Right. Like, I understand.
Again, why are we even asking her about that? Why aren't we asking about law school and how she's getting people out of prison that don't belong in prison? Like, you know, but that's what
I would love to hear about
that she has developed. Yeah. And I'm sure she talks about that too. And she has this platform, but like, I don't know. She's changed the beauty and body standards her and her family have. And a lot of it has to do with surgery. And it just feels disingenuous not to like to admit to some stuff, but not all of the stuff.
Well, at the end, she says that she wants to let people know that she's done a lot of good things. And, Yeah, I'd love to talk more about those good things.
Yeah, and this is nothing against her. I've met her quite a few times. She's been on our show. Yeah. I really like her. I think she works hard for what she does. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was like, you know, she came from privilege, but I don't think that she's just like, it's just handed to her. But yeah, it just reminds me when J-Lo was like, oh, it's just a little olive oil. Or somebody, other celebrities, like, I drink lots of water. Like, all right.
Well, let's talk about some more.
Anyway, good gorgeous thing. Cover. Moving on.
Yes. Oh, and Chris Appleton and Mario, Makeup by Mario, have a cameo in it, which is nice. Okay. Let's talk about some more good things. Okay. I want to finish on some good things. Yeah. Okay. This is a story that really moved me, like super moved me. So Galderma, the makers of brands like Alastin, Cetaphil, Dysport, Restylane, they just wrapped up their 10th year of partnership with Camp Wonder. So you might be wondering, what is Camp Wonder? It is an amazing summer camp where children with serious skin issues can safely enjoy activities like swimming, arts and crafts, sports, even a prom, and enjoy all these things with zero self-consciousness. So it is a place for them to feel free, and in the founder Francesca Tanconi's words, not be stared at. Those are her words. So when I say serious skin issues, I'm not talking about just like some eczema. I'm talking about really serious skin issues. So Camp Wonder says that while kids are affected by every manner of skin disease, the burden of a pediatric skin disease is different because they're compounded by psychosocial consequences, which are associated, like because they're visual, they're associated with embarrassment, like loss of daily function and low self-esteem. So she's the founder of Camp Wonder, but she's also the founder of the Children's Skin Disease Foundation. She was diagnosed with a serious skin condition at age 11, and she created this space for children to give them something which she calls childhood without limits. So this organization runs this medically staffed summer camp program, which is designed for children 7 to 16. So Galderma has donated more than $1.7 million to this camp. Camp Wonder reminds us that while kids are affected by every manner of any disease, pediatric skin diseases are different because they're compounded by psychosocial consequences of a chronic visual disease. They're often associated with a lot of embarrassment, loss of daily function, and low self-esteem. Now, the founder, Francesca, she's not only the founder of Camp Wonder, but also the founder of the Children's Skin Disease Foundation, CSDF. So she was diagnosed actually with a serious skin condition at 11 years old. And later on in life, she sought to create this safe space for children dealing with these, you know, very serious skin conditions and give them what she calls a childhood without limits, which I just think is beautiful. So the CSDF runs Camp Wonder, which is medically staffed, and it's designed for children 7 to 16. So where does Galderma fit in? They've donated more than $1.7 million over the past 10 years and approximately 50,000 Cetaphil products to the Camp Wonder infirmary. So in addition, Galderma's staff are also on the ground annually with company volunteers as well. I spent probably a half an hour on Camp Wonder's website, watching videos, watching reading testimonials. You know, obviously, you know, it just what I'm telling you is moving, but seeing the campers, reading campers' testimonials, watching the videos, I was so moved. You know, the world can be a pretty gnarly place, like, all the time, but especially now. But and seeing that somebody has done something so beautiful and year on year people come back to this camp, you know, we talk a lot of things on the show, like, you know, Botox and makeup and hair and all that. Beauty is about so much more. And seeing a company that, you know, is in the aesthetics business, what they have the power to do and what doctors and aestheticians have the power to do with their skills is just beautiful, in the community that Camp Wonder has built. So if you know a child who might be a candidate for this camp, or anyone who might be interested, or even if you're a doctor who wants to get involved, I just urge you to check it out. So Camp Wonder, check it out.
Oh, I love that. Let kids be kids in a nice, safe space. What could be better? What a great philanthropy.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, They have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Hey everyone, it's time to raise a wand. This one is from Janet.
Hello, Jess and Jen. Today I'd like to raise a wand to Ulta MD UV Elements Broad Spectrum SPF 44 Tinted Sunscreen. It has hyaluronic acid and zinc oxide, but because of the tint, it does not leave a white cast. I wear this every day without fail. Foundation goes over it very easily without balling or pilling, but the coverage is so good that many days I don't wear foundation and I have far from perfect skin. The tint only comes in one shade, but it seems to work on a fairly wide range of skin tones. If you have a darker skin tone, you might have to do a little mixing to get the shade, but this stuff is so good, it is worth the effort. Plus, you always have your sunscreen on. Thanks, and I look forward to your next pod. Bye.
Janet, thank you. You did your homework. She heard the homework. She gave us a sunscreen, Elta MD, a classic, one of my favorites too.
Classic.
What else are we looking for still? Brighteners. Tell us about your spot faders, your skin brighteners. Sometimes I always feel like it's pointless to start a new brightener in the summer because I swear no matter how much sunscreen I put on and the hat I put on, I'm such an outdoorsy person that like I know I am slathered in sunscreen and yet I pigment. Like I turn brown. It's just the way my skin is. So I'm like going to wait to do the brightening till fall, but I still want to hear about them.
I get it.
And we want what, Jess? Things that make your home a haven. Right?
I feel like I should be like working at like a, I don't know, like some kind of home store or like it's QVC. Yeah, it's like a QVC. Make your home a haven.
Why not? I'm there for that. Side note, I just realized in case that's a tip that we haven't said enough, if you're going to do any lasers or brightening treatments or spot treatments or anything in the derm's office related to pigmentation issues, definitely wait until your season when you're not outdoors as much because you don't want to undo all that stuff you're getting done.
Yeah.
If you have a raise a wand for us along those lines that I just noted, send it to us. Make a little voice memo on your phone or whatever app you use to record things and email it to info@fatmascara.com or leave us a voice message, which I know is super easy. So just call us. I'm not going to pick up the phone. I am busy. I'm outdoors enjoying myself. I will listen to it every weekend. I like play through all of them though. So 646-481-8182. That's our phone number. And now it's time for us to raise a wand.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
What do you got,
Jen?
You want me to go? Okay. I have a good one.
Okay.
I'm not a nude, sheer, bare nail polish kind of person.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm not a lady and I don't want like a subtle vibe every now and then. I have never been able to find like a nearly naked color that I like, that I think makes my hands look good. I have very red hands. They're just, I don't know why. They're much redder than the rest of my body.
Okay.
And I feel like a lot of the pinks and like things that people call like shears.
Yeah.
Just that make them look even redder. I also need a little opacity because I have those white dings that, you know, nails get hit a lot is what I've asked many experts. Those little white spots, they're not calcium deposits. It's basically a bruise in your, that's what I used to think when I was little. Somebody told me that, like one of my friends who thought she knew what she was talking about. She's like, it's a calcium deposit in your nail. What?
Yeah, no, that's like an old lady, like it's a wives tale.
Yeah, it's a little bruise in your nail, which can happen if you use your hands a lot. So I didn't like to wear sheer nail polishes until I got a manicure last week. Shout out to Mario, who gave me, he didn't even ask. He just went with the in with the color. And I, in my head, I was like, oh, this is not going to look good, whatever.
Oh, God.
It was gorgeous.
And what is it? What is it?
CND.
Wait, somebody just put a nail polish color on you without asking?
It was like in an event. So we were getting a manicure related to, you know, like it was like the themed manicure for this.
Okay.
Like, Sonos speakers came out in these colors.
So right. Yeah.
So the bare color that they put as the base color was this sheer color. And I knew it was CND. I went back and asked them afterwards because I loved it so much. CND Negligé is... it has shimmer, but like it doesn't have shimmer. It has shimmer so it stays, but it doesn't look sparkly. But that shimmer gives it just enough opacity that if you have white spots in your nails, you don't really see them. And it's like a milky sheer pink that's like a cool pink. But if you are medium to dark skin tone and like, I imagine it's going to look gorgeous on you too, a fair rosy person. This is the best nude nail polish. I don't know why I've like, it's not that I always tried OPI and Essie for the nudes. I never went to CND for the nudes. And this is a good one.
Oh,
if you
want
to do like
one,
a transparent nail art and you just need that base color for the nail art, CND Negligé. I love it.
Negligé. I also like the name. Kind of you get it right away.
Yes. I have a negligé on my nails. Okay.
Okay.
I'll settle down now.
Settled. All right. Mine is, haven't talked about Tata Harper in a while.
Pastata.
It's been a minute.
What's she doing? What products she have that you love?
It's an old one. When I say old, that sounds like negative. No, it's a classic. It's a classic Tata Harbor one. I remember when these came out, they were so good. The delicious, the vitamin-infused cream blush. I think blush is misleading because you can use them everywhere. You can use them on your cheeks, on your lips. You can use them on your eyelids. They're kind of, it's like a little cream pot of like all-in-one, but the color is not so sheer that you get like a lot of those kind of products, you get no payoff. You know what I mean? And then
you got to dig your finger in to get like I know what you're talking about. And you rub the top and warm it up and it's still like clear.
Yeah. It's,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And it's like, I just don't have the time for this. And it's just like, it's so disappointing. And then some of them are, you get a good payoff, but it might be like kind of too thick and it's uncomfortable to like, I don't know, like zhuzh around your face. So it's really just more of a lip. You know what I mean? This is kind of silky enough that you really can blend it on your cheeks and then on your lips and your eyes, like truly your eyes. It's like some of them are not truly for all three. This is truly for all three.
Which shade is it?
I like a few of them. And I'll be honest, like I didn't buy this because I'm trying out a few different things right now. But I really, really like Naughty. Naughty is not as great for your eyes because it's like more red. I guess like it depends on your skin tone, it could work. But I don't love that one for red. And I like Lovely. Lovely is a very pale pink, very nice. And Peachy also is really good for like a monochrome, kind of like the peachy look.
And they're glass little jars that they come in. So we know that they're going to the recycling place because it's totally much more likely to get recycled as glass than it is as plastic. So I like that too.
Yeah.
That's a good really one. Good. That's a classic. Those last forever too. Like I've had some of those. Yeah, you will get a good couple months out of that and you just need a little dab and it has color payoff. That's a good one. Okay, so send us your sunscreen, send us your brightening serums and such, home to a haven kind of things that make your home a nicer place, and get your beauty sleep. Get your beauty sleep, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.